Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Well, this is the place, huh?
New ranch, new neighbors, new germs. BRD could be right around the corner. Our hides are hung.
Oh, calm down.
Our tails are toast.
Relax, you lightweight. I heard they're slipping us something new. Zelnate, DNA immunostimulant.
Did you say Zelnate?
Uh-huh.
Steerific!
Bayer is rewriting the book on BRD treatment with Zelnate, the first licensed immunostimulant that aids in the treatment of BRD due to Mannheimia hemolytica. A non-antibiotic innovation, Zelnate helps reduce lung lesions and mortality associated with BRD in cattle by jump-starting an animal's own defenses.
I'm ready to kick BRD right in the rump roast!
Yeah, don't strain yourself there, Shorthorn. Calves.
Visit Zelnate.com to learn more about a new chapter in BRD management. It's not an antibiotic. It's not a vaccine. It's Zelnate.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joining us now from Loeffler Commodities. And Tom, let's start with the check on our livestock futures. And as we finished the day yesterday, livestock ended up mostly lower yesterday.
Yes, it did. We saw the trade up and down throughout the session, but as you said, Dave, by the end of the day, we was mostly on a negative note. There was very little trade taking place in our feed yards. Most of it was taking place up north, close to the lows that were made last week. Once again, the packers are showing a real lack of interest in bidding up for cattle, and some packers are doing some discounting on some of those heavy carcasses out there, while others are not doing any discounting. Our hog market yesterday traded mixed. Saw a mostly lower close. We did see the choice box beef yesterday down 41 cents. Selects were down 60 on a total movement of 147 loads. Cattle slaughter yesterday, 114,000 head, and the cash feeder index down 17 cents. On the close yesterday, October cattle were 2 cents lower, October feeders down 7, and October lean hogs 37 lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures here, it was a bit of the opposite from the livestock. The grains mostly higher yesterday.
That's right. We saw yesterday, Dave, a trade that was on the mixed side early in the session for the grains and the soybeans both. But by the close, we was on the positive side. News-wise, very quiet yesterday, as the trading seemed to center around positioning ahead of this morning's 11 o'clock USDA supply and demand report. Now, expectations are for this report to show a smaller corn and soybean crop, and also smaller ending stocks for the corn and soybeans, but an increase in the ending stocks for the wheat in this report. Now, other than that, very quiet overnight. Trading was mostly mixed and in very low volume at the moment. December KC wheat's down a half a penny. December corn's unchanged. November soybeans trading a penny and three quarters higher, while December cotton's down 10 points. October crude oil down $1.07. The September dollar index is 17 cents higher. And September Dow Jones futures trading 21 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday and look forward to that. It's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.